This is the Business of Leadership Series Minute with your host, the best-selling author of Don't Buy a Duck, and founder of MarketingStrategyHero.com, Derek Champagne.
With everything that you've had, there's so many things that you've done. You're so successful. More than 40 BMI awards, American Music Awards, 3 Grammys, and 6 Emmy nominations, and it goes on and on. 28 motion picture scores, 12 number one hits, over 400 songs recorded by notable artists spanning all genres. What motivates you, and what does success look for you now that you've done all of these things?
Well, you know, the answer to the first part is I'm still so passionate about music, and I love writing songs. I can't hang a picture on the wall straight. So it was all I was ever meant to do, I think, in this life. And I still love it. I mean, I hear people in conversations say something, buzzwords, and I go, be a title. And that's just how my brain works. Right. And in terms of success, yeah, when you're going through it, when you're going through the life, there are struggles and ups and downs, and it's not all fun. And it's just life like everybody has. For me, I think having those bucket list things happen along the way means success to me. And certainly the Songwriters Hall of Fame induction this June is the pot of gold at the end of the rainbow for any songwriter. I mean, when I was nominated, I thought, wow, I'm not going to get in, but at least I made the ballot. And then when I got the call that I was being inducted on the first ballot, it was just, it's still surreal to me.
Yeah.
It's, you know, because you look at the names in that Hall of Fame, from Bacharach and David to Irving Berlin to Lennon and McCartney, and to be just on the same wall as those guys is, if I never get another song recorded, that's it.
Yeah, and what I love about that, and it seems to me that this is who it happens to, is that's not why you started out. There's people that try to get into showbiz to be in showbiz for that. You just, from a young age, it's just you've been all about expressing
all about
and
music,
writing
yeah.
music.
Yeah.
And so. I think that it couldn't happen to a better person, more deserving, because you represent the purest form of the art. Mm. And I love it. And to me, music is, and songwriting is, one of the purest forms of storytelling.
Mm-hmm.
Because it can pull on the emotions, it can take you back to a place in time, you can remember everything about it, the experience you had, the taste, the food, the weather, everything. And so I'm like, you brought me back with the Cross My Heart song, and so many others. It's amazing that you can do that for so many people through songwriting that will live on forever.
To hear full episodes of the Business Leadership Series, visit blsnow.net.